Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods. It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein, the host of the Direct Impact Podcast, and you are listening to a candid conversation with myself and my colleague, Gregory Martin. Gregory, what are we talking about today?
We are continuing with the theme of season 6, and that is the Plan to Recover Journal. So what I kind of want to dive deep into this today is, why do we count the checks?
Yeah. So in the Plan to Recover mini journal, it's all about recovery, and it's about self-discovery, and it's about automating new, healthier habits. So we check the boxes every day to ensure accountability and consistency. And we know, and we've got a previous episode that we'll link to on consistency being key, and how it builds those trust muscles between, you know, the parts of yourself. So if you're consistent with something, it's like, I can trust myself to do that every day. If you've ever been engaged in, you know, a workout routine or some form of consistent body movement, you see, it takes a minute for your body to trust you and to start making movement towards healthy change. And you know, it just... it's because the body needs a moment to be like, well, are you for real this time? Are you like really gonna, you know, stick with this? And so in the beginning of any recovery process or behavioral change process, you have got to have accountability and check the boxes regularly to make sure that you're on the right path and making progress towards. And so we check the boxes every day for 90 days regarding your three behaviors you're trying to change. And then we also check the box to say, did I do my AM routine that supported those changes? Did I do my PM routine that supported those changes? So like at first, we're checking the boxes. And so that's just, that's where we begin, and just noticing that it's just a 90-day journal. I have to check the boxes on things sometimes only for 90 days. But there's other things that I've had to check the boxes on for 2 years because it was just that important and that big of a behavior shift.
One of the words that stuck out to me was consistency and the importance of consistency and accountability. But how does one actually build that consistency? How does one reinforce? How does one solidify?
Yeah. The easiest answer is to use a bullet journal like mine. Well, I don't know a better way except for community. I believe that consistency is key. I believe that community is key. Those are also episodes that we've had on the Direct Impact podcast. Happy to link to those in the show notes. But I think there is self-accountability baked into this bullet journal. But for big behavioral shifts, like I want to stop drinking alcohol and I've been, in a relationship with alcohol for 20 years, self-accountability is not going to be sufficient. And so that's when we look for, community. And that might be like a 12-step meeting and program with sponsor and chips and meetings and big books and all of those things. So there are a few more checks and balances in place, but I think it really does depend on the behavior modification that you're trying to achieve.
One of the things I hear often when you're talking about behavior modification is actually that rewarding that self, maybe a little bit of that dopamine. Can you tell me how this plays into the checks?
1000%. Yeah, it's intentional. And so for a lot of people who have either been in, participating in compulsive behaviors or in the disease of addiction or have a dopamine deficiency like ADHD or autism spectrum, it is powerful to check the box. You get the dopamine hit, you get that instant reward that says, I'm doing this. I actually did what I said I would do. And for someone early in recovery, that's huge. Just to be able to say, I meant to do something and I did it. And look, I've recorded it in my journal for 5 days in a row. That's huge. That's a huge dopamine hit. And it is that reward to the brain that says, I think I can find some momentum here.
Building that momentum, one of the things I like to use with my clients is the phrase meeting yourself where you're truly at. But in that spirit, it is about being able to say, I recognize these achievements and it helps me build to something more.
And, we've talked recently on the podcast about the struggle in rewarding yourself or acknowledging where you are even. And where we are most of the time is going to be most of the time, especially if you're working a program, a better place than you were last year or last week or yesterday, maybe. So I just think that's important that you hover over that and honor how far you've come, all of your victories, all of the struggles that you've worked through, and just remind yourself that it truly is worth it. Even if you find yourself like 3 steps back, maybe you made 3 steps forward and 3 steps back, that is a process. You have learned something. That is valuable. And if you don't pause over it and recognize it as value and the opportunity to move that much further forward, then you can lose your footing. Yeah.
I think you and I have talked about the kind of pitfalls that come with streak mentality. But there is a lot of nuance to that because checking that boxes does prove useful. But can you highlight to me about when counting the days kind of evolves, when counting those checks kind of evolves into something more and different?
And so, like I said, with specific behaviors, depending on what the behavior is and depending on how long you've been participating in it, depending on how ingrained it is, all of those things, age of onset, 90 days might not be enough box checking. But early on, especially for 90 days, you've got to do that. But it's not enough at some point. At some point, you will automate these behaviors. They will start to come natural. They will feel organic. They will, you'll miss them if you're not participating in them. And if you do streak something for 90 days solid, you will notice they're not there. It will almost pain you not to do it. Especially say you've been eating clean for a while, it will physically pain you not to do it. Your body's going to tell you it's a problem. But I also think that eventually we evolve out of that need for so much oversight and accountability. And we also do evolve into a place where it's not black or white. It's not all or nothing. It's not I did it or I didn't do it. You do evolve to a place where you can feel really fulfilled and gratified by your daily practices and who you are and the efforts that you're putting in. So I do. I think these things change and evolve over time. I have definitely seen behaviors that I wanted to look at 3 years ago, and I have a very different relationship to those behaviors now, and I am definitely not checking them every day. And that's the goal, is that you continue and continue and continue for years. And over years, you just develop healthy relationships with things that you used to have toxic relationships to. So hopefully you evolve to the place where every day you don't have to look at it or check the box because it's just your lifestyle.
Introducing and interjecting that flexibility.
Well, and people who are wired for addiction, you will definitely notice at some point if you have done a behavior for too long and looked at it for too long, you notice that you almost develop a dependency to that. You notice that maybe your routine gets a little too rigid. And so that flexibility becomes very important. But that's also part of your daily check-in and all of the reflection and, self-discovery that takes place. You start to know yourself enough to be like, oh, this is starting to feel like work, or this is starting to feel rigid, or this is starting to feel compulsive. And it really does allow people to pivot and make those changes because we know for a lot of people, if you're trying to lay down an addiction, you're very vulnerable to picking up another one. And this journal also helps with that cross-dependency risk.
Showing oneself kindness and grace, easier said than done.
Much, much easier said than done. But I think honestly, that's what people need to help be held accountable to, even more than the behavior itself. So I do encourage people when they can to work the whole daily check-in.
Well, thank you for teaching me how to be a good noodle today.
You're welcome.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great. iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.